way, if things don't go the way we expect, we should also back off and think, rather than thinking, why didn't this individual set up everything the way it should have been set up? We should actually take a step back and say, well, wait a minute. I'm continuously doing things that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not want me to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds his anger from me. So perhaps I should withhold my anger from someone else. And perhaps that will continue to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withhold his anger from me. So that's one example of a circumstance when somebody becomes angry. When things don't go the way you expect them to go, whether that be your schedule, whether that be some expectation you have from an individual that you're working with or an individual that is your coworker, etc. These types of things arise. All will always arise. That's life. Just as deficient as we are, so is the deficiency of the whole of the people around us. Right? If you use that deficiency to turn to reflexively to look back at ourselves, instead of looking at why the deficiencies existed in other people, that's when benefit arises. So this is actually one reason why people become angry. Okay, another reason why people become angry is that life is difficult. They say, my life is difficult. So what happens? They have a boss at work. That boss drives them crazy, right? And they're smiling at their boss all day. Because they know the boss can fire me. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Oh, no, don't worry about it. If he doesn't need to take a break right now, I'll cover him. Don't worry. But it's angering you inside. So then what happens? Now you hold it in. And then when the lion comes into his den, right, goes home, where now he can explode and no one's going to see him, then, boom, walks in the door with anger. Why? Because of the difficulty of what we call life. But everybody's life is difficult. Just think about this. Let me actually, one very beautiful thing that I read recently concerning the Prophet ﷺ that really, for me, was an important thing to read, was I was reading a description of how the Prophet ﷺ was at home. And in this description, the scholar was basically saying, and it was written in a very beautiful way, and I won't be able to share it in that way, but he was basically saying that when the Prophet ﷺ would enter his home, he would enter his home smiling, and he would enter his home joyful, and he would be around the house energetic and happy to be there. So this was the description, and in fact, it was a very vivid description in the way he would talk to his family members, the way he would joke with his family members, the way he would play around with his family members, and it was such a happy and joyful event for the Prophet ﷺ to enter the home that everybody would wait for him to come into the home. You know, he would come with a smile and he would bring happiness into the home for everybody in the home as well. Now you think about it. If you think our lives are difficult, fine, maybe our boss didn't give us the break we were supposed to have. Maybe he gave us more work than the person working next to us because he doesn't quote unquote like us or whatever the situation is. There's no way our lives can be more difficult than what the Prophet ﷺ faced. I mean, he's going outside of his home to battle the kuffar. Let me tell you something. If you want to understand the kuffar, if I put you in the middle of some redneck village where basically the KKK used to be established, okay? Some place like that. And then you go in there and try to give dawah, no one's going to listen to you. And do you know the harshness with which you're going to face? Your effort is going to be faced, right? Just imagine that was the state in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving his dawah. These people were no joke. They were killing people because they had iman. They were torturing people because they had iman. Right? They were doing everything in their power to stem the growth of Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ was right in the thick of that battle. And yet, when he walks into his house, everything gets left at the front door. And he walks into his home, joyful, happy, and bringing happiness to his family as well. That's a sign for us. That's a lesson for us. And it shows you the emotion and the control of emotion that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to exhibit. And it was because of the fact that he recognized